There he is. Come on, give a hand for Mark Petro. Mark is a brother of mine. Mark cut my hair one time, and I never looked better. My wife loved it. By the way, I got to come back to you. I didn't mean to just get you some business, maybe. That was not a plug, okay? It just cuts by Mark. Okay, Mark's been serving at the Grove for a long time. He's been a dear friend of mine. I have seen legitimate change of heart because of Jesus in Mark's life, and he's about to share his story and what God's done in his life to you. And so lean in, listen, open your heart, Mark. It's all yours, bro.
All right. So my life started very different from most people. My mom was in jail when she gave birth to me. And so that's kind of like a common theme in my childhood. My mom was in and out of jail, in and out of drug addiction. My father's been in prison since I was 5 years old. And, you know, I bounced from house to house. I was never in foster care, but I never had a stable home for more than like a year to 6 months, somewhere in that range. And there was a time when I was 8 years old and I was staying with some family friends, some trusted family friends. And I'm sleeping one night I stay with a mom and two kids. And one of the kids is like way older than us, like 4 years older than us. And I'm 8 years old. And the younger kid tries to wake me up. And I hear the older one saying, no, stay down, stay down. And like 10 seconds later, he throws boiling water on my back. And so I couldn't even like make a noise. I was in so much pain. My skin, my flesh was just like melted. It was boiling, bubbling. It was a mess. But I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I knew of CPS, so I knew I couldn't tell someone because I knew I'd enter foster care. And I was just growing up, I heard that was the worst. CPS was the worst, was the enemy. And so I didn't tell no one for 3 days. I went to school, my shirt sticking to my back, and it's just getting infected and all sorts of stuff. And so the second day, we were running outside in recess, and I got a stitch in my side. And I told the teacher, I was like, hey, can I go to the nurse? My ribs are hurting. She was like, no, whatever. So I go to school the next day, and she's like, hey, you need to go to the nurse. And I'm like, why? Obviously, it's not there no more. And so I go, and they're checking me out, and they're like, oh, can you lift your shirt? And I'm like, yeah, let me lift it. And then she's like, turn around. I'm like, oh, okay. So I turn around, and they run. They go get a camera or something. They start taking pictures of my back. So CPS, that alert went off my mind, and now I'm scared. I'm like, what's going to happen? And I go back to class. Well, it just so happened I had a doctor's appointment scheduled for that day. So my nana comes and picks me up, and when she picks me up, we're leaving, and I look to the side, and there's a police officer in the nurse's office. So my nana, let's go, let's hurry. She knew nothing. I wasn't going to tell her either because I didn't know she was going to turn back around and be like, oh, what happened? And then CPS grabbed me. So we get to the doctor's office, and they see my back. And I tell her everything. And, like, just the fact that this was the first time in my life I could look back and be like, God was, like, there. God was protecting. Because for them to find out that day and just for her to come that exact day, she had no idea it happened. She just came because she had to take me to a doctor's appointment. And so this whole time, I finally get well after a year or whatever. It takes a while to recuperate. But my nana starts taking me to church, very faithful woman. And I'm just there. It's just a place to be on Sundays, whatever. I'm young. I don't really understand anything at that time. And then my mom gets out of jail. She's clean, sober, whatever. And then I fast forward to sixth grade. I'm going to Chamber Forest, and I go to church camp. And I give my life to Christ, I get baptized. And so I'm living how I'm supposed to be living. And 2 weeks later, I'm on what's called a church camp high or whatever. 2 weeks later, I'm back to living the same way, lost in the world again. And I never went back to God. I never ran back to God. I was just like, all right, it's whatever. I was good for 2 weeks. That's good enough. I didn't really worry about it again. I didn't think about him during the week. I only thought about him on Sundays or Wednesdays, whatever. And so that was a common theme from 2014 to 2023, just living for the world, going to church on Sunday, calling myself a Christian, just as lukewarm as it could get. And so in 2023, I tear my Achilles playing basketball, and it was the first time in my life that everything slowed down. It all came to a halt, and I was just lonely in my room. I kept having this thought, like, what's my purpose on this earth if I'm not, like, if I'm not advancing God's kingdom, if I'm not using my testimony to advance God's kingdom? And so I end up getting plugged into a life group called The Vine across the street, and then I start going to the Grove. My faith was, I was getting deeper in my faith, but I still wasn't where I needed to be. And so that year ends, and the Grove takes a break, and then I get a text from Isabel, she used to work here, asking if I would volunteer, and I said yes. As soon as I started volunteering, I felt like I started taking my faith more seriously, because I can't be on the serve team or whatever, just how I looked at it. I can't be on the serve team and a foot in and a foot out. I can't do that. That's hypocrisy. And so I started taking my faith like the most serious I ever have. And then I go to Freedom Weekend. If you don't know, Freedom Weekend is a weekend where you get to lead a group of kids. And I led it with my boy Jake. And I was nervous. I had no idea how to lead kids. But I stayed faithful. I stayed the course. And God led me the whole way. Fast forward to that summer. Oh, after Freedom Weekend, I was like, man, it's not enough. I need to do more. Like, I'm burning inside. Like, I want to lead. I want to lead these kids. And so I do church camp. And that was, to this day, it's the best week of my life. Not only were, numerous of kids' lives changed, but my life was also changed forever. At camp. And another thing is, when I started taking my faith more serious again, and I actually took my relationship with Christ serious, it felt like a year-round church high. Like, I was always, like, just peace. There was a different type of peace. I didn't have to worry about the little kid I was, where I was lost, where I was lonely. Like, I knew I had Jesus by my side. And so, fast forward to now, like, the peace that God gives me, like, I just want to let you know, if you're out there, if you're lukewarm, whatever, like, God is yearning for you to come back. He's yearning for you to return home. He's like the father and the prodigal son. He's waiting for your return. He will run to you with open arms. And so I just pray that you see that and you're able to get to find your way back to him. And so, yeah.